Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. America's farmers and ranchers just wrapped up the best year we've ever had, if we rely on the net farm income figure of $73.7 billion. But that doesn't mean that we're on easy street. There are a lot of landmines out there that can bring us back to earth pretty fast. Let's review some of the challenges that we face, and since we rely so heavily on exports, let's start there first. Another mad cow was found in Canada, and that makes 2 cows in 2 weeks. And I know that beef in the United States and Canada is perfectly safe, but these revelations don't help build consumer confidence. Our trade disputes with Canada just multiply. We have the beef embargo. We have imposed a dumping duty on Canadian hogs, and this is not good considering that Canada is our biggest ag customer. If we look south, the Mexican government's tax on our corn sweetener has effectively killed that market for corn syrup. Japan and other Asian countries still will not accept our beef. We're being challenged by Brazil in the ag production. In fact, in a year or two, Brazil may pass us as the world's largest ag producer. Also, Brazil is intent on circumventing the 54-cent tariff on ethanol by shipping through the Caribbean. South America sent a soybean rust, and it wasn't intentional, but it just came in on the wind. Grain prices continue to struggle because we're projecting a big crop carryover increase. And let us not forget that our Congress and the administration is being reminded by the Eastern press every day how expensive our farm program is. We don't know if the Congress will use a meat axe or a penknife to carve up the program. Our trade ambassador, Robert Zoellick, is leaving to work for our new Secretary of State, and we have a new Secretary of Agriculture confirmed. They do have their work cut out for them. Now, does that litany of problems make you feel good? Well, anyway, I still put my money on the American farmer and the United States of America. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.